Good afternoon. The title of my presentation is Crop Water Use Efficiency Throughout the Broad Distributed Basin, Texas. The main contributor of this work, Dr. Olive Harris, is not here. I'm Ripin Rawat from College of Agriculture and Human Sciences, Prairie View A&M University, Texas. In this presentation, I will briefly cover some of our preliminary work in Broad Distributed Basin. And it just focused on estimation of water requirement for different crops grown in this river basin, and it doesn't cover yield crops, crop yields part. And these are the content of my presentation, and let me start from introduction. This is the Brazos River Basin, and this is located at the middle part of the Texas, and it extends from the Gulf of Mexico to New Mexico City. And we selected few locations in this basin, like Fort Bend at the lower part of the basin, Brazos, Williamson, Knox, and Lubbock at the upper part of the river basin. The major crops grown in this river basins are cotton, wheat, corn, and sorghum. And cotton covers about 9% in 2013 and 8% in 2008. Wheat and 2% corn and sorghum. The acreage of these crops in this basin from 2008 to 2013 is shown in this another figure, and the acreage is almost not so different for corn, winter wheat, and sorghum, whereas for cotton it increased a maximum at 2009 and then decreased from 2009 to 2013. And the main objectives in this study, like estimation of crop specific water requirements for different crops, are essential to maximize water use efficiency in the basin scale. So the main objectives of this study is to estimate the irrigation water requirement for four major row crops at different locations across the Brazos River Basin using irrigation management system model and site specific crop and historical climate data. Materials and measures. The main data used in these models are climate data. We use the climate data from Texas City Networks and soil data from Surago database, crop data from the existing literatures. And this table shows in the third column the major crops in different counties, selected counties, and the last column shows the selected soil types in each location. The growing season of these selected crops at different locations are shown in these tables. The planting and harvesting date for each crops at different locus is different, and total growing season for all crops are different. Like for corn at Lubbock, the growing season is 157 days, whereas at Brazos this is just 123 days. And for wheat, this one is 272, whereas they are just 244 at lower part of the basin. And this figure summarizes the growing season for different crops at different locations. And these are based on the previous work by Borelli et al. 1998. I mean this model. This model was developed by Dr. Olive Harris, and this model calculates the daily irrigation water requirement using historical climate data and site and crop specific information. The major inputs are climate data, rainfall, EP, irrigation system, growing season, SES core number, maximum leaf area index, crop and soil data, and it gives yearly to daily estimation of irrigation water requirement and other water budget components, and it also gives the irrigation statistics. This is the screenshot of models, like for input for climate data, crop data, irrigation, soil, water loss, and by using all this input or selected from the database within the model, we can simulate water requirement for different crops at different locations. And in this model, the basic equation used is the water balance equation. This model also gives the mean, maximum, and minimum IRR values, as well as the irrigation water requirement for different known exceedance probabilities, like 50%, 80%, 90%, and 95%. For results and discussions, this figure shows annual rainfall and potential evapotranspiration at different locations of the basin. And this lavabo is located at the upper part of the basin, and this fourth wind is located at the bottom part of the basin. The rainfall at the upper part is comparatively lower than this lower part. Evapotranspiration at upper part is comparatively higher than this lower part. This figure shows the effective rainfall across the river basin for different crops. The effective rainfall is the portion of gross rainfall that infiltrates into the crop root zone. At lower, the effective rainfall for different crops is almost equal, whereas at the lower part of the basin, we can see the some variability for different crops, where the rainfall amount is higher than at the upper part of the river basin. This figure shows the net irrigation requirement for different crops at different locations. From this figure, we can see for sorghum, water requirement at different all locations is comparatively lower than other crops, and whereas for cotton, at the lower part of the basin, water requirement for cotton is higher than other crops, and in upper part of the basin, water requirement for wheat is higher than other crops. And this is the irrigation water requirements for different return periods at two locations, one at the upper part of the river basin and one at the bottom part, down lower part of the river basin. Irrigation water requirements for all known exceedance probability levels for sorghum was comparatively lower than other crops. And if we compare known exceedance probability levels of this 95% and 50%, the difference at Lubbock, where rainfall amount is comparatively lower, is also comparatively lower than this fourth wind. And these are some other outputs, like crop evapotranspiration, at different locations. The crop evapotranspiration of sorghum is comparatively lower than other crops, and this is the runoff. And the runoff increased with increase in rainfall. Like this one is upper, and this one is lower part of the basin. In lower part, the runoff is higher. And then it's in terms of percentage of gross rainfall in all locations except for wheat, almost similar. Like for wheat, this drainage in terms of percentage of gross rainfall is higher because the growing season for this wheat is about 270 days, whereas for these other crops is about just 150 days. And this is a summary of this preliminary works. So the water requirement for sorghum is comparatively lower than those for cotton, corn, and wheat. Water requirement for cotton is higher than that for other three crops at the lower river basin, and the water requirement for wheat is higher than those of other three crops at the upper part of the river basin. Runoff, drainage, and crop evapotranspiration are different according to crop types and locations. Further study on water use and returns from different crops will be helped to identify best crop for a specific location. We are also trying to incorporate climate data from the different networks within this basin. Like we have climate data from West Texas MeasureNet, Co-op Network, U.S. Climate Reference Network, and scan stations. We are trying to incorporate all these weather stations, and we are also trying to incorporate all soil types within this basin. And we still need to validate this model for different crops at different locations within the basin. And we are also implementing this model with GIS environment. So by using the partial data or by digitizing the area of interest or within the county whole area, we can simulate a water requirement for particular type of crops by using this model. We already implemented this model for one county. This is Harris County, and Houston is located here. This is the parcel data selected, one of the parcel data selected, and by using the crop data, irrigation, and irrigation system, we can simulate for this parcel data. The result can be both text file as well as the graphical output in GIS. This is the gross water requirement within that parcel based on different soil type. The water requirement is different within the same parcel data. We're trying to implement this model for other counties, and we will implement for this river basin in the future. This is the end of our presentation. These are some acknowledgements. Thank you.